We're looking at a market in some very thin summer trading conditions. What we've seen on Tuesday thus far is nothing more than choppy consolidation for the most part. The only notable exception is the pound, which has extended its run of yearly highs as the market continues to price in the more favorable UK yield differential. The Canadian dollar has also been better bid in recent sessions on account of an impressive recovery in the price of oil. US equity futures are holding steady and still within striking distance of the record high from July in the S&P 500. Looking ahead, we get Canada wholesale sales, US Case-Shiller, the House Price Index, consumer confidence, and Richmond Fed manufacturing. We don't expect this data to inspire much additional volatility today, though things could heat up a little more from tomorrow into the end of the week, with NVIDIA earnings due tomorrow, followed by US GDP on Thursday and US core PCE on Friday. That's all for now.